The mayor of the great city of Moorhead is in studio. Mary Williams, good to have you. How are you?
I am just fine, Joel.
Are you liking the job so far?
You know, I really enjoy the job.
Good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. I asked you in because I wanted to talk to you about what is kind of your first taste of what meetings can be like when a lot of emotions are in the room. Mm-hmm. There was a meeting that you had on Monday where there was a memorandum of understanding that gave support to the diversion project from the city of Moorhead. That crossed your desk, right?
It crossed my desk, and I didn't feel comfortable signing it. So I talked to Mike, our city manager, and said, I'm not good with this. It says, you know, that work in Moorhead, and I was really cognizant of Minnesota DNR, and I wanted to make sure that we weren't stepping on their toes or going beyond what they would like us to do, because they need to still finish their study to make sure that this is the right thing to do in our community.
People came to that meeting with an opinion, and people from outside the boundaries of your city,
which is what
caused, I think, some media interest in all of this. You had the upstream coalition come in, or members of it, and people that are in opposition to the current plan for flood protection for Fargo, or the current plan for this diversion. And they didn't want you to support it. They didn't want the city of Moorhead to go forth with that. What did you think of their argument that night?
You know, it was valid. I mean, you know, it is all their truth for sure. So, you know, I have been listening to that group. There's both sides to it, and, you know, it's hard to sort of gauge who is the most right. And for me, I kind of think of Minnesota's DNR, when they're doing their study, is pretty comprehensive. They will be looking at those same things that group has been talking about. They will look at doing nothing as an option. They're pretty comprehensive when they do it. That's why it takes a long time.
I had the Minnesota DNR on with me yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I asked them how the ring dikes around Oxbow, Hixson, and Bakke could affect their decision-making process. And they said it won't. It won't affect us in the permitting process. And I said, well, are you going to step in because it can push water back onto Comstock? It can push water back onto Wolverton, or it can't. It's one of the two, but are you going to make an opinion on that because it can affect the state of Minnesota? Was that one of the arguments that was made onto the Moorhead Council that night?
You know, not specifically. I think most of them were talking about how it impacted certain areas. What they didn't like about that is, what did that have to do with the whole picture of it? And why were they doing it? And they didn't feel, they felt like it was done to them. So the people that were actually from that area that were talking that night felt like they weren't part of that decision.
I know Dennis Beaver was in your group that night, and he mm-hmm. represents, the group from Bakke Edition, and they had this thrust upon them, in their opinion. Many of them that have spoke to me, they had it thrust upon them by the Cass County Commission, and of course, they're not an incorporated city, nor is Hixson. So there were no votes held there, but so they did have it thrust upon them. Oxbow did vote. They did choose to go with the ring dike. That being said, Moorhead and the interest that Moorhead has in all of this, and that seemed to come out in that meeting, and there was strong advocates for and against, including in the coalition. The process that you go through as a mayor, you don't vote unless it's a tie, and you do have veto power, right?
Right.
Okay. So you didn't cast a vote that night when this memorandum of understanding passed 4-3. You weren't one of the four.
Right.
And one of your council members, we're not there.
Right.
So let's do the what ifs. I told you I was going to do this to you, okay? what if that other council member who wasn't present, hypothetically, let's say that he would have voted to not support the memorandum of understanding. That would have thrust you into that position. Would have you supported the memorandum of understanding?
I would have, yeah. I came into that knowing I would
okay.
have.
So why?
Well, what that really was doing for us was making sure that the work that we're doing in Moorhead, all the levy work, all that, would get pulled into so that we get credit for it. And when we're done, and I assume we'll get our last piece, we'll have about $100 million that has been spent in behalf of Morehead between us and the state. And I thought it was important that, you know, when they define later on, if they do, what percentage is which part of the state and which, you know, which state, that we fully get the credit for those kinds of things that we went ahead and did early on. In the same way that when Fargo does their dikes, they'll want credit for that and that work. And
so I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. You've done a ton of work already.
Yep.
There's been money committed to this project,
yep,
the diversion itself. You don't want additional money to come out of the residents of Morehead's pockets. You want that money that you've already invested in Morehead to be credited towards the project.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I knew that didn't mean that any work was actually happening that we weren't already doing.
How did this memorandum of understanding do that then? How did... That you felt that by voting the way you would have voted on this, that played into that keeps the coalition together?
It keeps it, but it also pulls in. Those were the key things when it talked about work in Morehead, is that it talked about the work that we've already done and will be finishing off, I assume, this summer. And that's all that did. There will be some other key ones that may come up. That I would actually go as far as vetoing, I think. If it came at a point that Minnesota DNR has not done their work and made their report.
For example?
The acronym is PPA. It's participation is one of the words. I don't remember it exactly.
Okay.
But that one could happen, any time, or it could happen.
And so you don't want to supersede the Minnesota DNR,
yeah,
on that?
I totally have no intentions of doing that. And I don't know that other, I don't know, I can't gauge how the other individuals would vote on city council, but if it did come to a similar kind of vote, I would veto it. But I'm not totally sure others wouldn't feel the same, truthfully.
Okay.
You know, we really respect, Minnesota is our state. We respect that they're going to be doing this really thoroughly, and that's important.
So have you been contacted by the mayors and the council of Comstock or Wolverton?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
No.
And it seems to me that if people are going to make the argument to you that as Morehead, hey, we could use your help on the Minnesota side of the river, mm-hmm, that they're building these ring dikes and they could put pressure back upon us,
mm-hmm,
they sure better have the people elected to represent those areas come to you. It better not
be... Yeah, we would certainly listen to that.
Right. I mean that's just kind of common sense to me.
Right.
That should definitely be part of that process. You knew it wasn't all going to be roses, right?
No, I knew it. You know, and truthfully, that was okay. That's one reason why I put Heidi Durand on the diversion land management subcommittee, is I knew she would ask all the tough questions.
There was great coverage of it in the paper, and I read what Heidi Durand said. And for those who just blindly support this as though it's the only proposal, which I don't, I never have. I know that Fargo deserves and is going to get permanent flood protection. I just don't believe that this current plan is the only model for doing it. And Heidi Durand was asking those questions, and
mm-hmm,
I like that.
Yep,
why
I do too.
I don't know why that's wrong. I really don't. All right, Mayor, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Thank you, John.
By the way, congratulations. This community that's been, you know, I just complimented the paper. Let me take a shot at them. That's been drugged behind the pickup by the paper saying it's just dying. You have a small box store coming to your town?
We do.
Yeah.
We do. And we have a number of other things that are kind of in the wings. So this will be... Morehead is doing
so
well.
Maybe it is still alive, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, go to the FM Extra. All right. Sorry, Mayor. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.